Employers should give staff who vape extra breaks. You couldn't make this up. Public Health England officials also want firms to set aside vaping rooms, stop forcing e-cigarette smokers to go outside to vape, and give them extra breaks for frequent top-ups. The commentators, Dave Atherton and Frank Shivers, with me this morning. Dave, morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Mr. Shivers, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
So rather than people work anymore, you're going to give them more time off to top up their vaping, Dave.
Well, why not?
Because they're supposed to be working.
Right. Well, we want to get straight to the point. There's a lot of work that's been put into who are the most efficient workers. And those who are the most efficient workers are the ones who work 52 minutes and take an eight-minute break. It really gives a chance for people to recharge their mind and get all their thoughts together. And they are apparently the most efficient workers. You know, people are allowed breaks anyway, particularly if you work at a computer. I believe you're allowed to have a break every 5 minutes of an hour. And what a good way to go ahead and go and have a quick vape. Also, the other advantage of one of the advantages of nicotine as opposed to smoking is that actually nicotine improves concentration.
Frank,
as you say, Stephen, you couldn't make it up. It's just a ridiculous suggestion. Do the employers now have to do stuff for every craze that comes out? I mean, we're going to let people off for this Pokemon thing. Additional breaks to chase the Pokemon round it down. It's ridiculous, you know.
Well, I pop out about every half hour and a half. I'm actually a dual user of both tobacco and vaping, and I make a point of getting into work early, and I tend to be one of the last people to leave in the evening as well, to make the point that I'm making up the time for the work I'm putting in.
And how's that fair, to the employees who don't vape or don't use cigarettes?
There's plenty of non-smokers, who are skiving off around the coffee machine and around the water cooler. Extended breaks for smokers is not even, and skiving is not unique to smokers. There's plenty of non-smokers who are as unproductive as smokers as well.
So you acknowledge that it's skiving then, taking all.
Well, it's skiving. It's skiving in inverted commas. As I mentioned to you, the people who do take a break for about 8 minutes an hour are the most productive workers. They're the people you get the most out of. And if you are in quotes skiving at work, surely you're the person who won't be getting the promotion, who won't be getting the bonus and getting the pay rise. Surely it's down to your own the management of the company to have sensible policies in place and do everything by consent.
And firms are being asked by Public Health England. And the reason we're doing this is because often it's the case, sometimes not, but often it's the case that, what happens over there, they look at it here and they think, yeah, let's have a bit of that. So they're actually asking companies to find the space to set aside vaping rooms, Dave Atherton. Rooms for these people.
There used to be smoking rooms for tobacco smokers until 2000.
Why can't I have a burger room?
Well, why not?
Well, that's what I was going to say, Stephen. Where does it stop? Do employers have to have a separate fridge for somebody who's on a diet?
I would like a horrible room.
well, get one then. I'm sure the BBC in Belfast have got a staff room. Why don't you pop in there and have a quick
Don't start me about the BBC. They've come up with this trendy thing of where they come in, all the managers come in, and they say we're going to do open plan, where we're all going to sit together. And I said, as soon as that happened, I said, I bet you the managers don't sit with us. And all of a sudden, everything was open plan. And then about 2 weeks later, a wee wall built, and there's the wee manager in there. Don't start me about all of that. Chris, good morning, Chris.
How you doing, sir? You keeping well?
Ah, they wind me up every time you talk to me about them.
Well, listen, I use an e-cig now since I had a heart attack a few years ago.
Right.
And basically the doctor said you either stop smoking or you die. Says so. I've been using an e-cig ever since.
Yeah.
And now it's a case of you're not allowed to use them in pubs and clubs and so on. Says I can use an example, if I'm allowed to, am I?
Ah, of course you can.
Right. It says, down in the Welders Club on the on D Street there, says they stopped anybody using e-cigs simply because, it says, the smokers were complaining that the people using e-cigs were allowed to smoke inside and they had to go outside. It says, and I really, really can't understand what the problem is, because nobody has, nobody's turned around and said there's a problem with them at all.
Let's, I mean, funny enough, I was in a pub yesterday in the centre of Belfast, and I walked through the back of it, and there was a guy vaping, and I had to walk through a cloud of bubblegum-flavoured smoke. And I went, what am I doing?
It's not smoke, it's steam.
Whatever it is, it's disgusting. Not
can I explain to you what the cloud of smoke is in e-cigarettes? It's a chemical called propylene glycol. It's used in aspirin inhalers, cough mixtures. It's the wet on babies' wet wipes for bottoms. It's completely and utterly harmless.
That makes it even worse. I'm walking through a haze of baby wipes.
That's my point.